The story of the Daffodil Fairy. In the heart of the ancient forest, where the trees whispered secrets and the rivers murmured melodies of old, there existed a kingdom unlike any other. It was a realm where the seasons reigned as sovereigns, each with its own domain, its own magic and its own guardians. Among these guardians were the fairies, ethereal beings of light and beauty who watched over the delicate balance of nature. In this enchanting kingdom, spring was revered above all. Its arrival heralded the awakening of life, the blossoming of flowers, and the song of birds returning from distant lands. But one year, as winter reluctantly loosened its icy grip, a shadow fell over the land, a darkness that threatened to snuff out the very essence of spring. Amidst a meadow ablaze with colours of awakening, there lived a community of fairies, each entrusted with the care of a particular flower. At the heart of this meadow stood a cluster of daffodils, their golden trumpets raised to the sky in joyful salute to the sun. And among these daffodils lived a fairy named Sissy, her wings shimmering like spun gold in the gentle breeze. Sissy was known throughout the forest for her kindness, her compassion, and her unwavering dedication to the flowers under her care. But as the darkness spread, casting a pall over the land, even her boundless optimism began to wane. Day by day she watched as the vibrant hues of spring faded into muted shades of grey. The once lively meadow grew silent and still, as if holding its breath in anticipation of some unseen doom. Sissy could feel the despair weighing heavy upon the hearts of the forest creatures, and it pained her to see the beauty of spring wither and fade. Determined to uncover the source of the darkness and restore spring to its former glory, Sissy embarked on a quest, a journey that would take her to the darkest depths of the forest and beyond. Guided by the whispers of the wind and the wisdom of the ancient trees, Sissy ventured deep into the heart of the forest, her heart filled with courage and determination. Along the way, she encountered creatures, both friend and foe, each with her own tale of woe wrought by the encroaching darkness. Yet undeterred by the perils that lay ahead, she pressed on, her faith in the power of spring unwavering. After days of arduous travel, Sissy found herself standing on the edge of a desolate wasteland, a barren expanse where the very earth seemed to wither and decay. There, looming in the distance, stood a towering fortress cloaked in shadow, a fortress that seemed to pulse with an aura of malevolence. With trepidation coursing through her veins, Sissy approached the fortress, her senses keenly attuned to the darkness that emanated from within. As she ventured deeper into the labyrinthine corridors, she encountered a formidable adversary, the Dark Sorceress, whose twisted magic had ensnared spring in its icy grip. The sorceress was a being of immense power and ancient sorrow, her once radiant beauty now obscured by the shadows that clung to her like a second skin. Yet despite her fearsome appearance, Sissy sensed a flicker of humanity buried deep within her soul, a spark of light struggling to break free from the darkness that held her captive. With words as delicate as the petals of a daffodil, Sissy implored the sorceress to release spring from its icy prison, reminding her of the beauty and wonder that flourished when love and light prevailed. At first, the sorceress scoffed at Sissy's pleas, her heart consumed by bitterness and resentment. But as Sissy spoke of the joy and renewal that spring brought to the world, a glimmer of hope began to stir within the sorceress's heart. Moved by Sissy's unwavering faith and determination, the sorceress relented, her icy facade melting away to reveal the woman she once was. A being of light and love, lost amidst the shadows of her own making. With a sorrowful sigh, she released the grip of her dark magic, allowing the warmth of spring to flood back into the land. As the first rays of sunlight pierced the darkness, the forest erupted into a symphony of joyous celebration. The trees swayed in the breeze, the birds sang melodies of gratitude, and the flowers unfurled their petals in a riot of colour and fragrance. Spring had been saved, thanks to the bravery and compassion of a humble daffodil fairy. In the aftermath of the darkness, the sorceress, now freed from the shackles of her own bitterness, joined Sissy and the other fairies in tending to the land, nurturing the new life that flourished with each passing day. Together, they forged a bond that transcended the boundaries of magic and time, united in their love for the beauty and wonder of the natural world. And so, the Kingdom of the Seasons was restored to its former glory, thanks to the courage and compassion of a single fairy and the power of love to conquer even the darkest of shadows. And as the seasons turned and the years passed, the tale of the daffodil fairy who saved spring became a cherished legend, a testament to the enduring magic that lies within each and every one of us.